Okay, I'm with assistant manager Neil Savelle. It's finished, Altrincham 5, Nantwich Town 1. You must be absolutely delighted with that result.
Yeah, delighted, another 3 points on the board. Maintain the momentum. Would have been probably the downside to it was just conceding there later on, because that would have been 5 clean sheets, which is would have been real good going for one of our teams, I think.
So many attacking play, and defensively as well. I thought Ben Bolita, certainly first half, very impressive. Ben, we know what Ben is all about, and alongside Hennigan, Rooks really, really strong, and Lewis. I know defensively you always work on it.
Yeah.
All those clean sheets you talk about, you must have been certainly the first half performance really happy.
Really pleased. I mean, I think we envisaged, what Nantwich were going to do in terms of you knew they'd come and sit deep and then look to work us on the counter, and obviously bringing Joe in, we had a bit more pace, but we counteracted that with Joel. You know, Joel boxed him off really well first half. I think that it was a bit of a strange one because we were coming in at half time and it was, you know, first half hour was nil. I'm not sure when the first goal went
about 36
in. Yeah, so I was thinking the team talk was going to be don't get frustrated at half time, but then three quick fire goals changed the game, didn't they, and changed our team talk at least at half time. Delighted that we kept plugging away, we were creating opportunities, and we managed to make the breakthrough, and then I think the game was over by half time.
Just talking about those two goals, absolutely crucial just before half time. Johnny Johnston, who was on absolute fire tonight, and Jordan Hume again, I mean, really important goals for you at a crucial time in the game.
I mean, they're both doing really well at the minute, playing consistently. Obviously we've missed JJ the last two games, but he's shown what he's capable of in the last month, and Jordan, he's just growing and growing into it. I thought he was fantastic up there today again. His hold up play, his work rate was outstanding. Yeah, so delighted to get him another goal, and he's what is he, 8 maybe now, so him and Hanks are close to 10 now. Double figures already, which is really
Hanks
good.
Hanks has got 9 now in all comps. Thing is about Jordan as well, just touching on Jordan for a minute, you know, you're playing through the middle, but he's also really makes a positive contribution when he's out on the flank as well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you know, we're trying to get down the outside of centre half, so when he's in them wide areas, you know, he's capable of running with it and committing players, and you know, we're encouraging him to get at centre half when he's one on one, and use his trickery and his bit of pace that he's got to get out people.
When strikers get goals, it's all about confidence. You saw that with Tom Pearce when he took his goal, lovely through ball from Jordan again, but he took it ever so well.
Yeah, he did. It was a great touch and a great finish. Probably a bit harsh on Tom at times in terms of the goals he scored. I think he's been unlucky. He's had quite a few marginal offsides. Keeper's pulled off some great saves. So Tom should be. I'm not sure how many he's got, but he should be. He should have a few more than he has. But he's playing really well at the minute. Also
touched on Josh Hancock again. You know, played some pivotal. Some good play in the middle of the park, not just from both sides as well. Casper and Sean, we know what they're all about, and they're pulling the strings at times during the games. But again, you know, it was ultra competitive out there tonight, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and it was going to be. You know, it's always nice to play against your old team, and you know you want to do well as well. But at the end of the day, it's 3 points, isn't it? Regardless of who we were playing, that's what we're trying to maintain. We're on a good run at home. Other than the first game of the season, we've won them all, so we're looking really strong now at home, and so hopefully we take that performance into another home game on Saturday.
And the morale in the dressing room must be sky high at the moment, as you say, the run of games you've had, not conceding, you know, a couple of 6-0 wins, but I know you well enough to know that the 1-0 wins just mean just as much to you.
Yeah, because you know you can't always win by them margins, can you? We've seen that on Saturday, you know, for as much as the players we had, you know, it was one of them days where we couldn't quite break them down. But yeah, in terms of the team spirit, you know, it's fantastic. Tony's in there fuming because he's conceded, but they're a great bunch, and they're a real hard working bunch, so yeah.
Just about that goal, because you know, you look at things, you want to get it always right. A little bit of lack of focus on that goal. Malarkey's done really well, good header.
Yeah, but he's made a positive run across the front, but we're constantly adding to our defenders. Don't let the player you're marking get in front of you, because 9 times out of 10 it's a goal if they get a good connection. So yeah, from that point of view, that was really the only downside tonight. And you know how not much play, they're going to have bits of possession, but they never really hurt us. After the first 5 minutes, I didn't think. I thought we were in control for most of the game. Just a question of when we could make a breakthrough. Like I say, I thought the team talk would be different, but then three quick fire goals, you know, we made the breakthrough, and then the two before half time, I think that was changed the complexity of the game, doesn't it? It's game over then at that point.
Talked about all the attractive counter, well, not counter attacking, but some of the wing play tonight, which was outstanding. But again, I thought your two boys in the middle of the park as well, your captain Mull alongside, is it Richmond?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, control the game for us. They're in there against good players, you know, Sam, Casper, and Sean. Three good players, as good as you'll get. Midfield players in this league, and I thought we were on top for the majority of the game. The distribution was good. And you know, we hurt them when we got it into Jordan or into the wide players quickly with through switching the play. I thought we caused them real problems. That much so that, you know, every time JJ was attacking, it was kind of 2v1. They were doubling up on him, weren't they, down that side of the pitch.
Just a word for former club Nantwich Town. You know, they went down obviously 3-0 at half time, but the heads didn't go down. They kept at it, and you'd expect that.
Yeah, you would do. You would do some good lads in there in that dressing room, some good players. So yeah, you'd expect them to keep going. You know, if we were still there, you know, when we were there with them, they keep going. And that's what you demand off your players. I'm sure Dave and Griggsy the same. Yes, you would expect that. Yeah.
You look ahead to your next fixture, and again, you're hoping for the same.
Yeah, hopefully another 3 points. Rushall have lost heavily, haven't they, tonight?
So yeah.
Tricky one.
Was that Grantham last tonight?
Yeah,
I think
Grantham,
it was 7,
yeah. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be really keen to bounce back and fired up to bounce back. But, you know, if we can maintain the form that we're showing currently, maybe we've got a good chance of getting the 3 points.
But what you do know about this league is, because you've been involved in it, complacency, you won't have that, because you know how easy it is. Teams will take points off each other if you're not at it and not fully focused.
You can look at it so far, and obviously the league's starting to take shape a bit now, but on any given day, if you don't turn up, you can get turned over, and we've seen that ourselves already this season on a couple of occasions that, you know, we've lost games. You know, we need to be at it, and we're trying to demand that mentality off the players.
Thanks for your time, Sorves, and well done tonight.